Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ever wondered if your advertising dollar is really working for you? If your ad would have been here, you and more than 4 million people would be listening to it right now. Contact ads at xzoneradiotv.com.
This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Unwilling to be the government's deadly assassin, gifted psychic Kahara Mitchell went AWOL and ended up buried under rubble in the wake of a great tsunami. She regained consciousness far from Earth on the medical ship of a Daggeronian intergalactic fleet. Has she been rescued or abducted by aliens? The Chalice of Kari, Kahira O'Donnell's latest paranormal science fiction romance, is the passionate story of an Earth woman and her destined mates, twin kings from another galaxy. Kahara uses her gifts fighting alongside Lords Rom and Ra in a war that will determine the destiny of galaxies. The Chalice of Kari by Kahira O'Donnell is now available at kahiraodonnell.com or at amazon.com.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
Greetings, friends of the X-Zone Nation. Are you ready to be informed? Do you love controversy? Well, get excited. It's happening here, xzoneradio.com. You are listening to X-Zone Radio, hosted live and around the world with Rob McConnell, the host with the... I love his smooth style, and you will too. And my friend, if you're looking for some personal guidance to cat behavior, visit me at my website, secretsofcatattituderevealed.com. This is Carolyn Bart. Listen up, sit back, and enjoy.
Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The X-Zone Radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone Radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
blast.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Let it snow.
Oh, hold on. We don't want snow yet. You kidding? No. We don't want snow. Gosh, the other day I went into the garage and got the snowblower ready, put out the Christmas tree lights, decorated the inside of the house. Do you think I'm ready for Christmas? Nah, not in your life. Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Coming to you live and around the world on Talkstar from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Our toll-free number worldwide is 1-800-610-7035. Email is xzone at xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, what used to be Talkstar, but now it's xzoneradiotv at hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. The Titanic was one of the all-time disasters. So many lives were lost because there weren't enough lifeboats for all the people that were on board. But one of the questions that I've always asked is, has anyone who lost their life on the Titanic, have they come back reincarnated? Well, I heard about this lady. Her name is Elsie Bellman. She's my guest this hour, who might be able to answer this question. And Elsie, welcome to the X-Zone. How are you? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Rob. And hello, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I was born and raised in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Beautiful place.
It's America's most historic city and America's battlefield city. I'm a limousine driver now, and I drive a lot of the rock stars and VIPs in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital.
So you mean if I came down to Washington or Fredericksburg, I could look you up and say, hey, Elsie, how'd you like to drive me around?
Well, as long as you have a credit card.
Tell me, Elsie, where did your fascination with the Titanic come from?
Well, ever since I was little, my mother would always tell me, your great-granddaddy survived the Titanic. Don't forget that, you know. And I really didn't think too much of it. But then I would ask her about it, and I got my great-grandfather's written account of what happened on the Titanic and how my grandfather was reincarnated from a boy that died on the Titanic. So I'd always see my grandfather and say, Granddaddy, tell me again, you was that boy that was reincarnated from the Titanic? And he would say yes, and we'd discuss his great-grandfather's written account, and he really was uncomfortable talking about it, but I would squeeze it out of him.
So at what age did your grandfather actually know that he had been reincarnated from a soul that was lost in the Titanic?
Well, actually, reincarnation is a thing documented. It happens everywhere. It's just We don't know, as Americans, don't listen to our children when they start speaking different names and different places, usually about 2 to 4 years old.
They're invisible friends. They're special friends. They're angels.
Yeah, so they might say, like what my nephew said to his mother. He looked at her one day and he said, you're not my mother. I have a big house in the woods, and my mother is back there in the woods. And my sister-in-law said to him, well, you have to show me where that is.
All right, Elsie, stand by. You and I have got to take a two-minute commercial break. X-Zone Nation, Elsie Bellman is my very special guest this hour, and we're talking about, do people who have lost their life on the Titanic, have they come back and been reincarnated? Good question. Elsie's going to help us figure out this answer, as well as a lot of other things, including some of the rock stars and VIP she's driven around. And we're going to talk about a paranormal experience that she's had. That's on the other side of this two-minute commercial break as the X-Zone continues, live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. What if Jesus came back now and insisted that we listen to him? How would the world be different if Christians really followed the Gospels? For 2,000 years, we've been practicing a religion. Now it's finally time to get it right. Read Liberating Jesus, new from Roberta Grimes. Meet the Jesus you never knew. Roberta uses afterlife evidence and biblical analysis to prove that Jesus is exactly right. Learning the lessons that he came to teach is the reason we are born at all. Roberta says he has come back now to insist that we actually listen to him so we can begin to use his teachings to unite and transform the world. Liberating Jesus on Amazon, October 1st, and then wherever books are sold. Jesus has the answers, and it's not too late. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Call him Reef. Reef is your host. Reef is your guide. Are you happy? Happiness is like trying to find water in the desert. Can you find any? Sometimes, sure, but only a few drops. God is an ocean of joy, but God is not cheap. You cannot find God in a chemical. You must attract God's attention. How? Not by living to please your senses. That is false ego. The Matrix is not real. It is a computer-enhanced hallucination. You are spirit soul, not the body. We have forgotten how splendid our home really is, the spiritual sky. For more information, visit reshasongofblue.com. That's www.reshasongofblue.com.
Fartlets, fartlings, pongies, and honkers. They have so many names, makes you go bonkers. Rear tempest, butt bubbles, bottom burps, all aside. Why does it smell like a little rat died? Hail the fart, whenever, wherever, whoever. Its existence actually enriches our lives because it gives us those unforgettable moments that we can all recall again and again that are always good for yet another laugh. A new expose on farting. Get your copy of The Endearing Fart by Eileen Dover at www.theendearingfart.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Elsie Bellman is my special guest. Her website is www.899limo.com. That's 899limo.com. And Elsie, before the commercial break, you and I were talking about the reincarnation of your grandfather from someone who had passed away, another relative, on the Titanic. Can you tell us that story?
Yes, Yes, he drowned on the Titanic. When my grandfather was first beginning to speak, between 2 or 4 years old, I'm not sure, he would start naming names and places in the village, in another village. First of all, because reincarnation is a thing documented among my people, it's no big deal. Because we listen to our children and we start asking them questions. So his mother asked him, well, I'm going to take you to this village. And he said, okay. And so she took him to the village. He told her, let me point out my house to you. That's my house. And then he met his family. He knew his family. But this is when he's like 3 years old, 2 or 3 years old. And he said, let me show you where I keep my gun. He's talking in the present tense as if he's back in the other life.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't say, let me show you where I used to keep me. He said, let me show you where I keep my gun. And he showed them where the lentils were. Mm-hmm. He knew where the rice was, the staples. And he recognized. But we do that. We confront the truth, our people, and that way the children forget about it. Sometimes they forget. Sometimes they keep the memory of their.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Their past lives with them. I think my grandfather did. He kept that memory. He would only tell me bits and pieces, but what his great-grandfather told him.
What was your inspiration for writing your book?
Because it's history from Fredericksburg, Virginia, regarding the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to reach out there and say, okay, Fredericksburg is famous for more things than just George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry and General Robert E. Lee, who was the greatest general since Moses, I might as well tell, which we have a connection with Moses. That's why I wanted to keep my great-grandfather's story alive through his memoirs and the reincarnation of my grandfather. And I told my grandfather, because he was getting old and feeble, and I'd sit next to him. I'd say, come on, Granddaddy. You found us before. Come back to us. I'm going to be looking for you. And, you know, my mother is saying, oh, be quiet, be quiet. Don't talk like that. You know? It's okay, Mama. He found us before that, you know, he knew, he remembered his past life to now, you know, look for us because I'll be looking for him too.
Elsie, why do you think that reincarnation is kind of tabooed in certain areas of society?
A lack of knowledge. We, you know, people tend to reject what they don't understand. But a lot of communities believe in reincarnation. We call it the transmigration of the souls. Like Jesus said, I am one and the same in all the ages. Well, so is each of us. Because the actual numbering of the souls, it doesn't increase by birth or decrease by death. The numbering stays the same. So you wonder, well, how can we have only two people on the earth in the beginning, and how do we have a billion people today?
Good question.
Well, that's because, and I know what came first, the chicken or the egg also. Anyway, that's because we don't know what the numbering of the souls are. And when the last soul is dropped from the seven heavens above us, to this heaven, that's when the judgment day comes.
So Do you believe?
You don't know what the numbering is. All the numbering was created from the light of God, the actual numbering of the souls. And it doesn't increase or decrease, no matter how much. So we don't know what the numbering is, but we will soon.
Do you think we're in the end times?
Of course. Of course. I believe I'm getting ready.
Why do you think we're... Why?
My knees are knocking, let me tell you.
Why do you think we're in the end times?
Well, there's a lot of signs. You don't have to be stupid to see them. There's a lot of... All the prophecies about the end times, mm-hmm. about Israel, about the false peace, blah, 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 blah. The Christ coming back, and he will come back just the way he left. But anyway...
1-800-610-7035 is our toll-free number, 1-800-610-7035. That is toll-free around the world. You're going to find something different in our podcast starting tonight. We're going to have what we call pod spots. They're 30-second commercials from our advertisers here on the X-Zone. So please, when you hear a pod spot, don't skip by it. Listen to it, because it's because of our advertisers that we're able to bring you these shows Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern right here on Talkstar. Elsie Bellman's my special guest. Her website, www.899limo.com. Tell me, do you believe in the paranormal?
Of course.
Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
Yes, I have, and I'm sure a lot of people have, but they just don't want to admit it.
What was your experience?
It was in Fredericksburg, Virginia, mm-hmm. which there was a couple of paranormals. I'm just going to tell you mine. I'd love to tell you one that involves George Washington.
Well, sure. I'd love to hear
and
it.
Let me tell you mine real quick.
Okay.
I was working as a waitress in a restaurant called the Old Mud Tavern. The Dr. Mud who ate at John Wilkes Booth, mm-hmm. he owned that tavern. Didn't work for him, but the current owners. And there was a ghost that lived upstairs. And there was a flash of light. Waitresses were sitting down getting ready to eat because everybody had gone. I saw a flash of light, and it went up the steps, and it was an arm. I could just see his arm, a young person. That's all I could see. And I said, Conway, was that you? Oh, and then I told the girls, I said, now, was that a ghost I saw, or was that just my imagination? And the other waitress said, I saw it, too. So I went to the foot of the stairs. I said, Conway, show thyself. Well, he didn't. But I was just joking with him. But I did see him.
Who's Conway?
Conway was the name of the ghost.
Oh, I see.
That's what the chef and his wife said his name was.
Now, have other people who frequent the tavern seen the ghost before they've consumed any of the fine beverages?
I don't know, but I do know the owners did, because they lived upstairs.
Do the people within the town of Fredericksburg know about this ghost? And I'm sure there's lots of places in Fredericksburg where there's...
I don't know, but you know, there's a little bit more to the story. I'm so embarrassed that I'm going to say it, because it may have just been my imagination playing with me.
But it could have been something. It could have been the truth, too. It could have been something that you actually saw.
I went to meet my friend at a bar and have a drink, and I was waiting for him, and this guy was standing next to me, and I turned and I looked at him. I said, hi, you know, my name's Elsie. And he said, oh, I'm Conway. I said, oh, I just met Conway tonight. He said, yeah, I'm Conway. I said, oh, and then I turned around either to pay the bartender or to do something, and and then I turned around, he wasn't there. So I described him to the owner and his wife the next day when I came into work. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, that's him. I said, it was a young guy. Had like white skin, a fuzz on his cheeks, not just a beard, red hair. She said, so I don't know whether they were playing with me, but she said, yeah, that was him. He followed me to the bar.
Well, you know what? The fact that you talked to him, you challenged him when you saw him upstairs. You said, "Show yourself."
Show thyself. That's why.
That's, you know, an invitation.
Exactly. That's why, you know, I'm thinking, is it my imagination that I just saw him? Then I just wasn't there when I turned around, so I just casually mentioned it to the cook and his wife that what he looked like.
Tell me, what was he wearing?
He was wearing, like, white shirt, black pants, nothing out of the ordinary.
Was it was it modern-era clothing?
No, I don't remember. Probably so. probably so. Otherwise, I would have looked twice, because I'm sharp on those things. I would have noticed, because I used to dress up like Robert E. Lee. I had a tour service, and I called myself Roberta E. Lee. Just call me General. Let me tell you about George Washington.
All right, we're coming up to a commercial pretty fast here. So what we're going to do is we're going to hold George Washington's story until the other side when we come back. However, I find it very interesting that you challenge a ghost to present himself. You go to another bar, and the person behind you, you introduce yourself as Elsie, and they introduce themselves as Conway.
Conway. And I said, oh, I just met Conway. And he said, yeah, I'm Conway. And I didn't think anything of it when he said, I'm Conway. Mm-hmm. But later, you know, my mind is thinking and turning. And
to me, that sounds like it could be a legitimate sighting.
Well, I think it's nice. But there's plenty in Fredericksburg. That's nothing. Nothing compared when we come back from the break.
Sounds like a plan, my dear friend. Stand by, Elsie. Elsie Bellman's our very special guest this hour. Her website is www.899limo.com. www.899limo.com. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break as the X-Zone continues right here on Talkstar. Our new toll-free number is 1-800-610-7035. Email xzone at xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our new website address, www.xzoneradiotv.com. Elsie Bellman and I will return after the news as we continue from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, on Talkstar.
Ever wondered if your advertising dollar is really working for you? If your ad would have been here, you and more than 4 million people would be listening to it right now. Contact ads at xzoneradiotv.com.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of the night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides free MP3 players for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500 plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. Go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us help a veteran make it through the night.
Wouldn't you love to know the secret to everything? Well then, meet Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and her cutting-edge breakthrough knowledge that combines science with possibility. Dr. Kimberly brings real-life answers and healing to those open to alternative solutions. She teaches solution-based programs and classes that will change all areas of your life forever. Specializing in conscious creation, intuitive readings, and energy medicine, you can rapidly shift health, relationships, business, and money and abundance challenges quickly. Receive her best-selling book, Secret to Everything, at no cost by going to secrettoeverything.com/X-Zone. That's right, transformation can start now. Just go to secrettoeverything.com/X-Zone and receive Dr. Kimberly's book for free.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
So, how do you think? figure on the naughty tonight scale, Daffy old pal? Well, since nobody's perfect, guess I ought to stockpile a little insurance here. Nothing like a festive little holiday bash to make up for a couple of little past indiscretions. Forgive and forget, that's what I always say. Sometimes. So here's some sodas and a nice big bag of pretzels. Sky's the limit here at Daffy's Holiday Fest. Come and get it. All I want for Christmas is more, more, more. More than a duck ever got before. Gimme caboodles and oodles and oodles, and soon all my loodle slide out the door. I hope Santa brings a real truckload. It won't all fit into his sleigh. This Christmas I want a real duckload.
What would Christmas be without Daffy Duck? That's my question, X-Zone Nation. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone on Talkstar. Our toll-free number worldwide is 1-800-610-7035. Email xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. And I can hardly wait until Monday when our new website is launched. The guys here are going great guns, and guys, you're doing a fantastic job. Speaking about doing a fantastic job, my guest this hour is Elsie Bellman. Her website is www.899limo.com. That's www.899limo.com. And Elsie, before we went to the commercial break, you were going to tell us about a paranormal experience with George Washington.
Right. Involving George Washington.
Oh, involving George Washington.
I didn't have the paranormal, but this is it's recorded in history in a book called The Ghost of Virginia book. But this girl in Fredericksburg, she was visiting an estate, which later during the war, Robert E. Lee dated his wife there. It was a big social place called Chatham Mansion. And she came with her father from England and this boy that she was interested in from England. And they were going to elope. They were going to take off. The boy had the ladder placed under the window and a boat was moored on the Rappahannock River below, the same river that George Washington had thrown the dollar across.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Far from there. But George Washington found out about the elopement plan, and it says in the book, but instead of climbing down into the arms of her beloved, the young woman found herself enveloped by General George Washington. Well, you know he kissed her, enveloped, because he was a big charmer. We all in Fredericksburg know that about George.
Did he really have wooden false teeth?
Yes, but you know when you kiss, you don't. Back then, they didn't open their mouth, I guess, when they kissed.
Oh, so just, gosh.
That's it.
That's it?
I'm sure he kissed her.
Okay.
He turned her over to her father, who sent her back to England, but on her, where she married somebody else of more social standing, excuse me.
What's more social standing than a general and then a president of a country, for goodness sake?
Well, no. All he did was thwart the attempt, and he turned her over to her father. He told her father, this boy was going to elope with your daughter. I got her.
Oh,
she just came down the ladder.
Mm.
Here she is here. You know, she was going to do it. He got her. She was busted. So he turned her over to her father. Father sent her back on her deathbed. She vowed she would return she would return back to Chatham. And she's been seen, this is documented, every 7 years since the anniversary of her death, June 21st, 1790.
So she actually cursed the town because George Washington thwarted her elopement.
No, she didn't curse the town.
Well, she appears every year.
Yeah, she wanted to come back to her favorite path.
Oh.
Her, you know, it's beautiful there. She would never be happy in England. It's cold and rainy. You know, Virginia, the flowers, the azaleas. She vowed to return to her favorite path, and she's been seen every 7 years. I think 2012... June 21st is the next seven-year interval, I think. But every 7 years since June 21st, 1790, she has been seen.
So if she's allergic to flowers, we can say that she gets a seven-year itch.
Well, she could take, Claritin. Ghostly Claritin.
Now, you're the author of A Titanic Survivor Story, a Fredericksburg Connection. And I understand it's available at Amazon.com. Can you tell us what happened on the ship that's in your book?
Well, my great-grandfather's, he went to Lebanon to visit, and he left his business in North Carolina. He went to Lebanon to visit. He'd be married. He had to come back to take care of his business back in America.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently his wife was pregnant. He booked passage on the fastest ship available because he wanted to come back quickly. I don't know, maybe he didn't want to be there when she gave birth. But that was the Titanic. And on going in the stateroom, he saw two people from his hometown. One was an 18-year-old, and the other was like a 12-year-old kid that was coming to Fredericksburg to his parents. And so when the Titanic was having problems and they were shooting the pistols in the air, he said it looked like the doings of an Italian feast day. And he lost the 18-year-old boy, but he was determined to keep the 12-year-old with him, that if he'd be saved, so will the kid.
Mm-hmm.
He had the kid on his shoulders. When the sailor grabbed the kid, handed him to another sailor, who put him in the boat, and the kid is crying. You know, he wants to come back, you know. And there was nothing my great-grandfather could do. They lowered the boats. And so let me read to you. I'll tell you what happened to the kid and
okay.
how he died. My great-grandfather said, "I saw a woman holding three children in her arms, all crying. I saw a rope. I tied the rope around her and pushed her over the rail and let her down into the water. I then slid down the rope. And when I reached it, I let go of the rope, and that's when he started swimming. But he didn't say anything else about that woman and three kids. But one lifeboat came by him. He put his hands on it. Somebody beat him away. The second lifeboat pulled him in. It was full of women and kids and only two men. So he took over the oar from one woman because she didn't know how to row. And they were rowing to see if there was others in the water.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to save people. But they were rowing away from the boat because they were just pulling at the oars. When he said, suddenly the sounds of those on board became louder and then a large gurgling sound and then silence.
And that's when the great ship went down.
Yeah, a large gurgling. And when I'd be taking a bath and, you know, you'd let the water go down
mm-hmm.
the bathtub and it has that gurgling sound, my mother would tell me that times a thousand is what it sounded like with the water going down the drain. That's what it, and you know, sound carries over the water. So it was a big gurgling sound.
So tell me, was your grandfather afraid of water?
No.
No.
No. And the water was cold.
So, you know, even though your grandfather had been part of the Titanic that never made it, he was still okay to go in the water and enjoy it?
Yes, he lived 60 years, I believe, after the Titanic went down.
Wow.
He died in 1962, my great-grandfather.
Our special guest this hour, X-Zone Nation, is Elsie Bellman. She's the author of A Titanic Survivor Story, The Fredericksburg or Fredericksburg Connection. www.899limo.com. That's www.899limo.com. Or else you can just go to Google her name, or on Amazon.com you can purchase her book. by typing in her name, Elsie Bellman. Elsie, you're a chauffeur driver. You've I would imagine, chauffeured around the who's who of the who's who. And who are some of the famous people that you've had the opportunity of crossing paths with?
Just you name it, it's them. Usher, Billy Joel, Rolling Stones, Robert De Niro, Senator Obama, Senator Kennedy, Eunice Shriver, Newt Gingrich, Bruce Springsteen, James Gandolfini, Al Sharpton, boy, that was funny, Chicago and the Beach Boys, Backstreet Boys, Moody Blues, Tyrese, Kings of Comedy, Bernie Mac, that was embarrassing, Spice Girls was embarrassing.
Now, when you say that was embarrassing, is that because they were naughty?
Well, no, I made it. Well, with Bernie Mac, when he got in the car, the job order said Cedric the Entertainer, because it was the Kings of Comedy. So I said, yes, sir, and I didn't always have his last name. I'm a chauffeur. I don't watch TV. I work and listen to the news, the traffic report and the weather reports. I said, okay, Mr. Cedric, I'm Elsie, your driver. And oh, we got all huffy and puffy.
Why?
I said, because it was Bernie Mac. It was not Cedric the Entertainer. I got his name wrong.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't know it. I said, okay, Mr. Cedric the Entertainer. And I thought maybe he got mad because I didn't say his name right.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, no. I said, okay, Mr. Cedric the Entertainer, sir, I don't know what to call you. And then somebody said that's Bernie Mac. I said, sir, this is what this says. I'm sorry, I didn't know that was you. Please get in the car. Please, I promise I'll make it up to you. Please, I beg him. So he got in the car, and I made it up to him. I told him a joke.
Go ahead.
I said, that's what's embarrassing about Bernie Mac, is I called him by the wrong name. I said, what is the new game they're playing in Washington, D.C.? This was back during the Clinton days. What is the new game they're playing in Washington, D.C.?
Play the harmonica.
Oh. I said,
naughty, naughty, naughty.
He cracked up, so everything was fine before we got out of the driveway.
Who was the nicest? Who were some of the nicest people that you've had the opportunity of chauffeuring around?
Senator Barack Obama was very nice, very...
Is he
nice.
So he's as nice in person as he is on TV.
Oh, and just to the stupid dumb person, you know, too. I mean, just what I mean, the blue collar worker like myself. He's nice. He's considerate to everybody, and it's.
You mean
he showed that back in February 28, 2005.
So you mean the blue collar worker who I considered to be the backbone of America.
Right, like you would be. You'd be the white collar worker, probably. You would.
I don't think so. I work very hard. You know, my day starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, finishes at 4 o'clock the following morning, so I consider myself to be a hard worker.
Yeah, but you know, it's what you work at, how much you're paid. That's the difference between blue and white.
Oh, God, then I'm bottom of the blue.
Let's see. Let me tell you about Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, please.
When I drove him in Georgetown, him and his girlfriend, this was a long time ago, maybe about 5 years ago, I was parking the van. I said, sir, let me let you out here. So I jumped out and was getting the door, and this girl starts screaming, stop, stop, stop. It was a girl on a bike, and she wasn't where she was supposed to have been, so I jumped back before she could hit me or I hit her, you know, because I was on foot. So then I was getting Mr. Doyle out of the car, and she says, aren't you going to apologize? Aren't you going to say you're sorry? So, you know, she was looking for a fight, so I told her, I'm sorry. I'm glad nobody was hurt. And I said, Mr. Joel, I'll be right here when you come out. He said, okay. So he's walking up the street, and he starts tilting his head up in the air, tilting his head up and talking. And the bicyclist was tilting her head up in the air and tilting it up in the air, and she was talking back. And he was saying something back to her. So when he got back to the van, I said, Mrs. Joel, did you know that bicyclist? Because I saw you talking to her. He said, no, I'd have cussed her. I was cussing her out. And then he turns to his girlfriend and says, what would you have done if she asked you to apologize? And his girlfriend, which was so feminine, so beautiful, so ladylike, said, I'd have punched her out. I said, this is the South here. We don't do that here in the South. We kiss and make up.
All right, tell me, how do you celebrate Christmas in Fredericksburg?
Celebrate Christmas.
Hey, you know that time of the year where everybody goes around singing Christmas carols? There's mistletoe all over the place.
Yes, they do that, and they decorate the trees. Fredericksburg is the tree city of the United States, one of the tree cities, it's called. And they get, there's 350 buildings built before 1870, downtown.
So you said that Fredericksburg is one of the is a tree city, one of the tree cities?
Yes, of the United States.
What are the other two?
There's more than two. I don't know, but I'm just worried about Fredericksburg.
So is there snow in Fredericksburg at Christmas time? Do you have a white Christmas?
Yes, we have Arctic winters and tropical summers. We have all four seasons.
That's wonderful. Listen, you and I have to take a commercial break. We'll be back on the other side. Exxon Nation, my guest this hour is Elsie Bellman. Her website is www.899limo.com. That's www.899limo.com. We have a special on at xzoneradiotv.com. You can get 23 past editions of the X Chronicles newspaper on a DVD. Now, when I say past editions, that includes the November edition this year, September edition this year, and I think five or six other editions from this year because they were so popular. And we went back into our archives, and from 2002 until 2009, 23 editions of the X Chronicles newspaper on DVD. Are you ready for this? $23. If you go to Scribd or if you go to Moby Pot, where we have our newspaper for sale, $2.95 each. Directly from the X Zone Radio and TV show, $23, all on one CD or DVD. If you'd like to get your copies of the 23 editions of the X Chronicles newspaper, go to www.xzoneradiotv.com. Click on the button. It'll take you to the site. It's payable by PayPal, and that's $23 for 23 editions of the X Chronicles, and we pay the handling and postage for you. That's our way of saying Merry Christmas. When we come back from this commercial break, Elsie Bellman and I will wrap up this hour as we continue live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network from our studios in beautiful and, yes, cold, wet Hamilton. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Born a Shiite Muslim and taught the Quran in his youth are some of the reasons why President Obama has an affinity for Islam and the Muslim people. His nuclear deal with Iran allows them to obtain over $150 billion to stimulate their country domestically and militarily while pursuing their objective to develop a nuclear bomb. A groundbreaking article by Nicholas Jennings titled, "Obama Continues to Lie to the American People," exposes many lies Obama has made. It includes lies to the American people on the Obama-Iran nuclear deal and Benghazi. The Jennings article is provided on the internet link www.rel-mar.com/ng2. That's www.rel-mar.com/ng2.
When demystified, shamanism is an ancient science delving into the quantum level of life. Understanding and implementing basic shamanic principles can empower the individual to heal, manifest, and evolve in these rapidly changing times. Path Home Shamanic Art School is a one-of-a-kind Colorado State certified occupational school training and certifying shamanic practitioners and teachers. We also train individuals simply interested in empowering and enriching their lives through shamanism. Path Home's certification classes are in a week-long block format, enabling national and international students to participate. We also provide online classes and long-distance shamanic healing sessions as well. Discover all you can be. Enter the limitless world of shamanism today. For more information, visit findyourpathhome.com or call 303-775-3431.
Ever wondered if your advertising dollar is really working for you? If your ad would have been here, you and more than 4 million people would be listening to it right now. Contact ads at xzoneradiotv.com.
blue at Christmas without you. Oh, it feels so blue. It just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling.
What would it sound like if Porky Pig got together with Daffy Duck and did a Christmas album? Food for thought. Elsie Bellman's our special guest. First of all, Elsie, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight and for sharing your story that you wrote that has not only a Fredericksburg connection, but a family connection. The name of the book is The Titanic Savior Story, a Fredericksburg Connection. www.899limo.com, and it's available at Amazon, Exo Nation. All you have to do is go to amazon.com, type in Elsie Bellman, and you'll be able to buy her book online. Now, Elsie, during the commercial break, you told me that that you had a connection, or you were going to drive Elvis?
Yes, Elvis Presley. It was about 7 limousines, and we were at Andrews Air Force Base, parked. Mm-hmm. And we were there like 5 hours waiting for the plane. I mean, it was supposed to have taken off from wherever it was coming from and supposed to have taken off. And back then, I was Washington, D.C.'s first woman driver. I was 21 years old and very nice. You know how you look when you're younger, like kittens. They all look beautiful when they're young. Mm-hmm. Colonel Parker steps off the plane, and the driver says, okay, these are the cars for so-and-so, so-and-so, and that's Elvis's driver and car, the first one. He looks at me and he says, send her back to the garage. We don't want no girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was afraid. And then, well, they put somebody in my car. I think it was his lawyer or somebody. And I took him to the hotel, but then I was released.
Oh, heavens.
After that. It was like a 3-day job. Each driver got like a $300 tip, which back then, that was your rent for your whole month's rent.
Yeah.
$300 for an apartment back then, I remember.
Man.
So I was all upset. He was afraid, Parker was afraid that Elvis, if he saw me, he would buy me a limousine. Because back then, Elvis was buying Cadillacs. And I was in a Cadillac limousine.
So you would have been set for life.
Well, yeah, I guess the stars of fortune didn't shine that day.
Elsie, I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. Let our listeners know how they can contact you and find your book.
Just Google Elsie Bellman, E-L-S-I-E, B as in beautiful, E-L-M-A-N. It's called A Titanic Survivor's Story, The Fredericksburg, Virginia Connection.
Elsie, it's been great having you with us. Please take care of yourself, and from our home to yours, a very Merry Christmas and a healthy, happy, spiritually filled New Year. All right, Exo Nation, when I come back from this commercial break with the news at 6.5 minutes past the hour, I'm going to be joined by Bill Bean. We're going to be talking about Bill's book entitled Dark Force. Now, if you don't believe in the darkness of evil and how evil can ruin your life, listen to the next hour. Bill Bean is my special guest as we talk about Dark Force. Elsie has been our guest this hour. We're talking about Elsie Bellman. Her website is www.899limo.com. That's 899limo.com. The X-Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern. Then the show is repeated in its entirety from 2 until 6. 1-800-610-7035 is toll-free around the world. Email xzone at xzoneradiotv.com, on MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv at hotmail.com, and our website, www.xzoneradiotv.com. Don't go away. I'll be back right after this news as we continue right here on Talkstar.